I'm very honored and happy to be here. And I thought it might be worthwhile to reflect a bit on what the Church gives us as the first reading this time in the liturgical year. It's from the letter to the Hebrews, as you just heard. Now, the part we have tonight begins the central section of the whole letter, and it talks about the promise God made for us. You remember, our high priest has obtained so much more excellent a ministry as he is mediator of a better covenant enacted on better principles and better promises. Now, what's the better promise? Just think of all the promises God gave to his people in the Old Testament. How wonderful they were. And now they're all going to be fulfilled because of this foundational promise that God made through Jeremiah. You just heard it. I'm going to be looking at parts of it because this idea that a covenant is based on promises. Now, when God promises, he swears by himself, because there's no one greater to swear by. And he does that, he makes this promise to give us confidence in him. He says that he's going to do something for us. He does it. And faith is actually relying on God's fidelity to his promises, which is his justice. God's justice is his fidelity to his promises. In fact, justice in the Bible always means being able and doing, honoring the truth of every relationship. You remember when Abraham believed God, and that was credited to him as justice, because that's the way to honor the truth of our relationship to God. But God's justice is his relationship to himself. That is, his fidelity to his promises. Now think about that for a moment. This is our God, who loves us so much, that he not only says he's going to do these things for us, he promises. He promises to do this, so that we'll have confidence in him. Now this promise that we have, which is going to be foundational for what you'll be hearing for the next 3 or 4 days, comes from the prophet in Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah lived at the time when the people had already been sent into exile. Remember that? When the people from the north came and took Jerusalem and sent the Jewish people up into exile. And they were humiliated and defeated because of their sins. And Jeremiah was praying, and he said, "Lord, I would pray that you bring us back to the land, but we'll do the same thing again. You know, we'll sin again. We won't be faithful to you. We don't have it within us to be faithful to you." And God says, "Listen, I will make you faithful to me." Now, this is addressed to us tonight. Many of us are thinking, "I'll never be faithful to God. I try my best, but I'll never be faithful to God. I'm such a sinner. I'm such a jerk. I'll never make it." And God is saying, if you rely on yourself, that's true. But if you rely on me, then you'll be liberated from this. And so this is what he says. This is our Lord God promising. And this is the covenant, you know, at every Mass, we say, we repeat the words of our Lord, "This is my blood of the new covenant." Well, what's the new covenant? Listen, this is the new covenant. "Days are coming, says the Lord, when I will conclude a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers, the day I took them by the hand to lead them forth from the land of Egypt, Remember how he made that covenant at Sinai? He says, this one's not going to be like that one, huh? For they did not stand by my covenant, and I ignored them, says the Lord. That's why they went into exile. But this is the covenant I will establish with the house of Israel, and then through Jesus Christ to all of us. I will put my law in their minds. I will write it on their hearts. I'll do that for you. I'll keep you aware of me. I'll give you all that you need so that this reality is inscribed, is written in your heart. And then you will have the capacity to answer me, to be faithful to me. This is a promise he's giving us. And he's giving it again tonight to us. So the Vatican Council says that whenever the scriptures are read at the Mass, at the liturgy, it is still Christ proclaiming his gospel. So we just heard our Lord make this promise again to us tonight. Anybody here feel discouraged? You know, gee, I'm just trying, but I'm not getting anywhere. This is the promise. Turn to the Lord. If you need confession, get to confession. But this is a promise, you see, that I will give you the power and the principle by which you can respond to me. Why? Because I love you. And I want to rejoice in your answering to me. You see? I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God. And they will be my people. All those who are baptized and joined to Christ and make one body, they are God's people. He's proud of them. And he wants us to go tell the world about him. We're his people. This is his promise, folks. And they shall not teach each one his fellow citizens and kin, saying, know the Lord. Why? Because all will know me, from the least to the greatest. Now, know in the Bible doesn't just mean I know that 2 and 2 are 4. It means to have a living experiential knowledge. Knowledge in the Bible always means contact. Contact. That's knowledge. To have contact with God. He's promising that to us, okay? For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will forgive their evil doing, and I'll remember their sins no more. That's the whole mystery of this Eucharist, of the sacrament of confession. You go and say, God, I'm so sorry for the sins I committed last month. He said, I forgot that. What were they? I forget them. I love you. Now show that kind of love in your face, in your heart, in your gestures. Give this poor world some hope. They don't know that I promised this. And then our author, that's a big quote from Jeremiah, and then the author to the letter up to the Hebrews says, now when he speaks of a new covenant, he declares the first one obsolete. But now he's going to tell us about this new covenant. And that's what, if you get to Mass tomorrow, that's what he tells us tomorrow, about how Jesus gave himself to the Father in an act of love. And the power of that act of love is so great that it transformed him, and through him transforms us. And that's why we're baptized into Christ. And that's why we come to the Eucharist. So that that blessed Holy Spirit who consecrates this bread and wine will make it fire in our heart. And we'll begin to love the Lord more and be more faithful to him. And we'll look for reconciliation where we've had difficulties with others. And we will be his people, and he will be proud of us. That's the promise that he gives us. And we can never doubt it. This is God's promise. And that's his justice, you see. He's promised now. So he owes it to himself to bless us, to dwell in us, to forgive our sins, and to give us the power to live a very holy life.